This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Two brothers from East Helena, Montana, who participated in the January 6th Capitol insurrection in Washington, D.C., have reached a deal with federal prosecutors and will plead guilty to obstruction. Jared and Joshua Hughes had 9 counts filed against them and will plead guilty to the single charge. The remaining counts will be dismissed. The Hughes brothers were part of a group who broke open windows and doors to get into the U.S. Capitol building, according to federal court documents. The brothers drove to Washington, D.C. from Montana. The U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia has said the Hughes brothers placed themselves at the tip of the spear that day, actively engaged in the destruction of government property, harassed and interfered with Capitol Police, and obstructed a joint session of Congress. Jared and Joshua Hughes were charged with 9 counts that included civil disorder, obstruction of an official proceeding, destruction of government property, entering and remaining in a restricted building, on the floor of Congress and in certain rooms in the Capitol building, and parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building. Their obstruction charge could bring 41 months to 51 months of prison time. A Bozeman man was sentenced Thursday for his role in the January 6, 2021 break-in and riot at the U.S. Capitol. Andrew Kavanaugh, 37, was sentenced to 24 months of probation and 60 hours of community service and will pay $500 in restitution. Kavanaugh, the owner of the now-defunct Tactical Citizen Firearm Academy in Belgrade and a former Marine, pleaded guilty in February to the misdemeanor charge of parading, demonstrating, or picketing at the Capitol building as part of a plea agreement. Kavanaugh is the second Montanan to be sentenced for his involvement in the riot. Alan Camper of Missoula was sentenced in November to 60 days incarceration and 60 hours of community service. Montana's Republican Governor Greg Gianforte has asked the Montana Supreme Court to reverse a decision upholding the right to access an abortion and instead put the matter in state legislators' hands. The state legislature has a Republican majority. A case currently before the court deals with 4 abortion laws passed by the 2021 legislature, 3 of which are on hold while a lawsuit challenging them plays out. The laws blocked for now would ban abortions after 20 weeks gestational age, require a woman to be informed of the option to view an ultrasound before an abortion, and require informed consent before a drug-induced abortion, and block providing that medication through the mail. Governor Gianforte posited a brief that argues that because the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in the recent decision Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, which protected access to abortions at the federal level, Montana's court should revisit its decision in Armstrong v. State. That's the 1999 decision that concluded the right to privacy in Montana's Constitution includes the right to access an abortion. Gianforte wrote in a tweet on Tuesday, "It's the legislature's prerogative to set policy regarding life, as it was for over a century until 1999. I urge the Montana Supreme Court to reconsider its role in light of Dobbs and return policymaking to the legislature." Planned Parenthood of Montana, who brought the lawsuit last year challenging the new abortion laws, has argued that Armstrong remains correct and their case is not the place to revisit it. The Montana Supreme Court has not said yet if it will accept the brief. The period for filing briefs in the case ended April 15th, so Gianforte's is 4 months late. The Bozeman Fire Department will start charging for emergency medical transport. The department has been providing backup EMS services for years, but has never billed patients. In years past, the department has only transported 1 or 2 patients a month, with private ambulance companies providing the vast majority of transports. That number is now around 12 to 15 rides a month. Patients who receive basic life support transport will be charged $1,000 and an additional $125 for routine supplies. Advanced life support costs $1,200 for transport and $150 for supplies. Mileage is a separate charge at $20, and things like IVs, oxygen, defibrillation, and intubation carry separate charges. The revenue will go into a special fund used to pay for the city's EMS services. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.